Blog Talk Radio.
In these days of tea parties and constitution rallies, we're all looking back to our founding fathers for a little bit of wisdom. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting the brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men." This is the voice of an irate, tireless minority of one. We'll be talking about politics, religion, and doing what's right. And you can call me Mom.
You're lost, you don't know where you are, you're all alone. You're in the dark and you don't know where to find the light.
Week's irate tireless minority, which is entitled by any other name. But before we get to that, I'd like to extend my condolences to the family, friends, and countrymen of Shimon Peres, who has died following a stroke. He was the ninth president of Israel, president, prime minister. I get confused sometimes, but he was the ninth one, and he has died following a stroke. And also to extend prayers to many people who are suffering with health illnesses or other things on my friends and family list and on, you know, on my guests list. I've got Oriana, who was a guest on this show a while back. She was a Tea Party coordinator who's having some health problems, and our dear Jenna. And, of course, Red Fox, who's joining me in the chat room. Kel, I'm praying for you too, because I know you've been having some challenges lately. But moving on, we are going to say, by any other name. There's a Shakespeare line that says, a rose by any other name would still smell as sweet, saying, what's in a name? What's in a name? You know, why is it important to label things correctly and truthfully? It's because then you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. You can communicate if the definition of what you're talking about is stable between you and the person across from you. Why is this important? Well, about 10 years ago, when I was still a scouting leader, we were having a discussion discussion with some scouts about what form of government our country had, and I said, a republic. And one of them said, but what kind of republic? Is it a constitutional republic or what? And so I looked it up on the CIA World Factbook, and it said we had either a federal republic or a federal constitutional republic with a strong democratic tradition. Now, the other day I was having a discussion with someone, and I wanted to post the definition of a democracy for them. And when I went to dictionary.com, it said the United States is a democracy. So in pursuance of correcting that, because the United States is not a democracy, it's a republic, and there's a difference, I went to the CIA World Factbook again. And they have changed their listing of the type of government that we have. Let's see if I can find it here. It now says that we have a federal presidential republic. Now, does that make a difference? Does it change anything? Does it change the law? Does it change what we're, you know, what we are? Now, quite frankly, I think that what we are is what we were. We are America that was, because the rule of law has been destroyed by two back-to-back SCOTUS decisions, and then confirmed in its death by the refusal of Mr. Comey to prosecute Ms. Clinton, and I'll be talking more about that later, God willing, I have enough time. But We have a constitutional republic which says that the law, the rule of law, is in charge, that we know that we have a diverse population, people coming here from all parts of the world, from all cultures, from all races, who come here to have a better life, one assumes, that they want to change their life for the better, so they come here. And in order to accommodate all those different cultures and races and ways of doing things, we have to have a rule of law that applies equally to everyone. Everyone. The high-up people, the low-down people. Although, really, quite frankly, I have more admiration for somebody who is dealing with the muck and making life more pleasant for me because I don't have to than I do for someone in the legislature who's making trouble for me that they don't have to. But the point is that the law should be applied equally. And the government, especially here and especially now, has this tendency to seek to do good for the many at the expense of the individual. And that's what communism is all about, that we must do what's best for the many. And if the individual has to give up some rights, well, that's the way it is. But that's not the founding philosophy of this nation. The founding philosophy of this nation is why the Constitution contains a list, a basic list, not all of them, it even says not all of them, of self-evident individual rights that are not to be infringed by the government. Is there a risk that the individual may abuse those rights at the expense of others? Of course there is. And that's what the government is for, to address and punish those abuses. Not to preemptively deprive the individual of their right for the sake of the good of the many. We're not supposed to be about the good of the many, except that the good of the many is served by the good of the individual. Self-evident rights have self-evident limitations. So it concerns me quite a bit that the CIA World Factbook just gets to change willy-nilly the definition of the type of country that we have. It disturbs me greatly, or the type of country that we were supposed to have had. And in addition to Red Fox Blogger, we've also got Bigfoot and Vito. Mamma mia, no Sharia Esposito in the chat room. And you can listen to Vito and Red Fox Radio on... Oh, I wanted to say Radio Jihad Network, but they have changed their name to Global Patriot Work or Global Patriot Radio. Not sure which it is. And the discussion in the chat room says Hillary should be embarrassed. She spent a week in hiding to deliver that performance Monday night. And the response is, I heard she was fed the questions in advance, which I have also read. And in addition, we're going to talk about, right up on politics, talk radio host Michael Savage was discussing Ms. Clinton's health issues right before the debate, the day of the debate on his show. He was talking about the effects of levodopa, which is a drug that's used to treat Parkinson's disease, among other things. And his show in New York was pulled off the air and replaced with something else, where they replaced with something some other show, and let's see if I can get that quote here. In the Breitbart article on Monday night, Savage wrote, pure sabotage, no advance notice from me or my producers, then ISDN problems during my discussion of the side effects of levodopa used for treating Parkinson's. Then the two fill-ins trying to sound informed and clever from WABC, who have 40% lower ratings than me, boasting on air during my hours that they conducted a coup by taking Savage off the air. He was replaced by Curtis Sliwa and Ron Kuby of an afternoon drive time show in the New York powerhouse WABC station. And let's see. Not long after discovering that he'd been pulled from WABC, as he was telling his audience what happened in New York, His live feed was suddenly cut off to many of his other affiliates, and a replay of an earlier episode was substituted for the live feed. Now, was that just one big boo-boo in the internet? Or is that somebody shutting him down? I mean, come on, folks. What do we believe in this particular world? In this world where Ms. Clinton expects us to believe that she, who is a lawyer, has served as the first... She was a lawyer serving on the water... She served as a lawyer, as an intern, for one of the firms working on the Watergate scandal, which was about, he deleted 18 minutes of tape. The president did. Then she served as First Lady of Arkansas. Then she served as First Lady of the United States, during which time she became the only First Lady in the history of the United States to have ever been fingerprinted by the FBI for what? For concealing documents regarding the Whitewater scandal in the White House. And then she served two terms as the senator from New York. And then she's appointed to Secretary of State. And I'm to believe that she suddenly does not understand that she's not to have a private server. She didn't know she couldn't have one. She didn't know that government documents are to remain document, that the business of the Secretary of the State belongs to the people of the United States and to the public record. She didn't understand that. And she bumped her head, so she forgot that C means classified. I'm to believe this. Really? Really? And in this air of corruption and deviousness, I'm to believe it's just a boo-boo that Mr. Savage had his show pulled. Tell me another one. Alrighty. I'm going to move on to religion because, yes, I know, Kel, Savage does have a new book. Anyway, I'm going to move on to religion. And how many terrorists are already in the United States? Do you have any idea? Any idea at all? How many? Guess what? There's a Breitbart article out there from Breitbart, Texas. It says, title is Leaked FBI Data Reveals 7,700, that's 7,700 terrorist encounters in the USA in 1 year, and the border states were the most targeted. The incidents are characterized as known or suspected terrorist encounters. Some of them occurred near the U.S.-Mexico border. Ooh, surprise, surprise! At ports of entry, and some occurred in between. And they have a map. You know what I find interesting? And the map shows, you know, the states, the different states are color-coded with red being, it's hard to read because it's so tiny, 300 or more encounters. Yellow being less than that, green being 1 to 100 encounters, and gray being 0 encounters. There are no states that are gray. A great number of states that are green or yellow, including my own. I'm glad of that. And guess which states are red? We've got California, sanctuary state. They might as well declare themselves one. We've got Texas, who are fighting a battle because they have been targeted by a movement to turn Texas blue, if you don't remember that from a few years back. And just look at the mayor of Houston that they elected, who wants to usher in Sharia law and stuff, who's been successfully fought, thankfully, so far. We've got Florida, a state where people flock to because there's so much coastline. New York, gosh, is anybody surprised? Michigan, home of Dearbornistan, and Illinois, the heart of darkness. Why do I call Illinois the heart of darkness? Because it is. Because that's where Mr. Obama came from. Not surprising, not too surprisingly. But they are supposedly the center of drug trafficking, the center of human trafficking, the center of human sex trafficking, and the center basically of all that is corrupt and evil in the United States, as far as I can tell. You trace anything corrupt, any amount of corruption back to somewhere, and it has roots in Chicago, or I say in Chicago, I should say Illinois, but mostly Chicago. So, yeah, Vito says, great article on the Breitbart article. Interestingly, it only took media 8 years to start writing about it. We've been talking about it since 2008. Yes, they're coming here to be terrorists, to destroy the nation. Of course, the SCOTUS did it first, but they want a more comprehensive destruction so that the people of America know that it's been destroyed and that they've been conquered. Because, you know, they have to feel subdued under Islam. Then we have an article on sex from Jihad Watch, or what is it? Yes, from Jihad Watch, that sex slaves are being auctioned off by Daesh, ISIS, in Saudi Arabia. Now, we are currently friends with Saudi Arabia, working with them, giving them arms and information on how to target things, even though they've committed horrendous things in Yemen, apparently, and we don't care, neither does Great Britain. We keep supplying them in the fight against ISIS, even though we are apparently, in many ways, funding ISIS and helping them. It's madness. No, it's not. It's treason. But in any case, this article says, it's referring to an article by Sam Webb in the UK Sun. Sex slaves captured by ISIS, they're being sold at sickening auctions in Saudi Arabia. Oh, but there's no slavery there. Slavery was outlawed. The last nation to legally outlaw slavery, to make the world slavery free, was Mauritania in 2007, even though they're having troubles with that. But, gee, can we really say the world is slavery free when ISIS has taken slaves? And when there are reports in Saudi Arabia that there are castrated black slaves being sold today? And now we've got all the sex slaves also being taken to Saudi Arabia to be sold. To be sold. Yeah, and they're part of our coalition. Who are the good guys again? Let's see. Spokesman for the PMU, and what is the PMU? Popular Mobilization, Iraqi Popular Mobilization Unit, a state-sponsored militia fighting to liberate their the town of Al-Shirkat, which was taken over by the terror group in 2014. They recovered a mobile phone and claim to have found horrifying images of the sickening trade. Images of the auction in Saudi Arabia of the woman and sexually explicit materials of the fighter and the woman in a hotel were found on this phone. Our investigation officer was appalled at the set of images involving what we believe to be an Iraqi Yazidi woman taken as a sex slave. Further images involve ISIS in a town that was liberated months ago. They are desperately trying to track down the woman's family and launch a rescue attempt. They're hoping to liberate her and all Iraqi women taken as sexual slaves by ISIS within Iraq or outside of Iraq, as their basic human rights are being denied. Do you get this? Iraqis, understand that sex slavery is a denial of basic human rights. Although, quite frankly, I don't understand how they do, because they're Muslims. And Muslims, you know, Islam allows for and encourages sex slavery. I'm guessing that, you know, they're just saying, hey, we're getting the help. Let's go for it. We've also got the story of, it's not the first time the accusation that ISIS sells rape victims to Saudi Arabia has emerged. An 18-year-old Yazidi sex slave who escaped ISIS claims she was sold in an international auction. The teenager, Janan, was abducted from her village in northern Iraq last year when ISIS troops stormed her village and took her prisoner before torturing and abusing her and other captives. in the terror group's stronghold of Mosul. She said dozens of women were being held in a large room, and it was not only Iraqis and Syrians trading women, but also Saudis and Westerners whose actual nationality was not clear. Potential buyers, she wrote in her book Daesh's Slave, would inspect the women like livestock. All right, you feminazis, where are you? Why aren't you screaming to have ISIS absolutely destroyed? Why not? And Vito notes they also killed over 500 males before taking these girls as sex slaves. Yeah. Where are you, feminists? Where are you, Black Lives Matter? It's just... Moving on. Doing what's right. FBI Director Comey, having many ties with the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, should have recused himself from the investigation and the decision of whether or not to prosecute Ms. Clinton. Why? Well, we have another Breitbart article here. They have just been on their toes lately. Exposed, FBI Director James Comey's Clinton Foundation connection. And it is a long article indicating that he is deeply entrenched in the big money cronyism culture of Washington, D.C., his personal and professional relationships, all undisclosed as he announced the Bureau would not prosecute Clinton, reinforced bipartisan concerns that he may have politicized the criminal probe. Gosh, who'd have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. These concerns focus on millions of dollars that Comey accepted from a Clinton Foundation defense contractor, Comey's former membership on a Clinton Foundation corporate partners board, and his surprising financial relationship with his brother Peter Comey, who works at the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation's taxes. Surprising financial relationship is that he has lent his brother a whole lot of money for a mortgage. Oh my gosh. Bigfoot, going back to the chat room here. If we take in refugees from Syria, non-Muslim females should be at the head of the line. Amen to that. Amen to that. Okay, so Mr. Comey, the FBI director who refused to prosecute the crime of treason. Okay, they didn't call it treason. Why not? I have no idea. Because nobody wants to say treason anymore. I know I said this on a show a long while back when I started doing this just to have a rant so I didn't have to rant at the news while my husband was trying to watch it. And, gosh, it's just mind-boggling. Totally, totally mind-boggling. Yeah, treason. It's not fashionable. Nobody really commits treason. Oh, we can't really do that to somebody who's famous and that so many people love, right? Because, you know, treason holds a death penalty. And there's a reason it holds a death penalty. Because treason jeopardizes every single person in this nation. It does. And it has been. And here we are, jeopardized by traitors allowing in, facilitating the invasion of this nation, allowing in terrorists and those whose basic, most fundamental doctrines, because I think, call me crazy as a Christian here, but I think that life in eternity is more important than this little blip of physical life we have. This is a blip. This is a video game in terms of eternity. Okay? It's a video game we're playing. It's not that important. So your first Your first duty to yourself is to find out or discover if there is an eternal life, not, you know, to which this is just a physical blip. And the followers of Islam, just like the followers of Christianity and Judaism and Hinduism, all believe that there is an eternal life, a life eternal, a life beyond this physical one. And what we do in this physical life has an effect on that eternal life. And so to disregard somebody's religion, dangerous, because that's their primary loyalty. And the followers of Islam, in their primary loyalty to Islam, are absolutely opposed to the existence of this nation. They are required to destroy it. And when you allow people who are required to destroy your nation into your nation to have a say, to have word in the political process, that's treason. It may not, you know, oh, but that's not nice. That's not politically correct. You're just an Islamophobic hater. You know what? I am an Islamophobic hater. Great. Guilty as charged, because I know what it is and what it's doing. And you do not, if you don't think so. You fail to understand the basic philosophical and religious underpinnings of the actions of the followers of Islam. Oh, but they're moderates. They're nice people. They're my neighbors. They run the store down the street, and they've never been mean to me. They don't have to be mean to you. They are the traitor within the gates. Do you think they're going to stand up for you when the terrorist comes to radicalize people at their mosque? Hey, little Muslim girl who's now working at my local grocery store, these guys from the mosque, these prestigious visitors to your mosque, want to ask you about your job. Are you being accepted? Because if you're not, if anybody said something mean to you, we can go after them with lawfare. And we will, because that'll destroy them and make room for us. Hey, tell us, when are the most people shopping? When can we expect there to be a lot of people in the store? Oh, but she's a moderate. She's a nice Muslim, right? She's not going to serve what they ask her to do because she's not really a Muslim, and Islam really doesn't say that, right? Wake up. Wake up, people. You wouldn't put up with that. Well, actually, yes, you would, because you are. You're putting up with being lied to over and over again by the most ruthless, arrogant, criminal, traitor woman in the history of this nation, who, at least, who has attained to such a position. You keep supporting her. You know she's evil. You know she's lying. You know she has committed a criminal offense. And yet, you support her because it's time for a woman to be president. You know, there's a line, Jean Stapleton said it in the movie Michael, when she was, if any of you have seen that movie, John Travolta plays an angel and he's like, you know, a big sloppy guy, and he's visited this old woman and these tabloid reporters have come to see her, and the woman is asking her, is he in the room with us? She says, do you see an angel in the room with us? Well, we don't know how it works with angels sometimes. Are you impaired in some way that's not visible? That's what I hear every time I hear somebody say, we need a woman it's time for a woman to be in the White House. I want to say, are you impaired in some way that's not visible? Muslims are moderates. Are you impaired in some way that's not visible? Well, actually, the brain shortcuts that one too. Are you an idiot? Come on, America. Wake up. We need a revolution because America that was is gone. And if we're going to restore it, you need to wake up. Anyway, thanks for joining me in the chat room, guys. I hope you have a great week. And We are all an irate, tireless minority. We can all make a difference, and we're all supposed to. Oh, and hey, call your congressman and tell them no internet takeover. Because I, for one, like to be able to trust that when a site says .gov or .mil, it really is.